Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Detroit from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self proclaimed student of light in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 if you want to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 if you want to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, Why are young, healthy athletes dropping dead all over the world? The number of young athletes dying from cardiac arrest has recently more than doubled. What are the contributing factors? What is the common denominator? What is causing their death or their illness? So it's not unusual for athletes to drop dead from all cardiac arrest, apparently, but it's not a common thing, right? Wikipedia says sudden cardiac death occurs in approximately 1 per 200,000 young athletes per year, usually triggered during competition or practice. The victim is usually male and associated with soccer, basketball, ice hockey, or American football, reflecting the large number of athletes participating in these sustained and strenuous sports. So just give you a little science. The science says from the Mayo Clinic, myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle. The inflammation can reduce the heart's ability to pump and cause rapid or irregular heart rhythms, right? Infection with a virus usually causes myocarditis. Sometimes it can result from a reaction to a drug or be a part of a more general inflammatory condition. Signs and symptoms of myocarditis include chest pain, fatigue, shortness of breath, and rapid or irregular heartbeats. Severe myocarditis weakens the heart so that the rest of the body doesn't get enough blood. Clots can form in the heart, leading to a stroke or heart attack. You get a stroke because it's got the blood clots travel to the brain, right? So they talk about the complications for myocarditis go away without permanent complication. However, severe myocarditis can permanently damage your heart muscle, possibly causing heart failure. Untreated myocarditis can damage your heart's muscle so that it can't pump blood effectively. In severe cases of myocarditis, related heart failure may require a ventricular assist device or a heart transplant. Okay? Heart attack and stroke, right? Causing heart attack or stroke, which we just mentioned. Through the blood clotting, right? Muscles injured, can't pump blood, blood clots goes to the head, bam, you got a stroke, right? Rapid or irregular heart rhythms, right? Damage to your heart muscles can cause that, right? Sudden cardiac death, that's obvious. Severe carditis, it's a swelling and irritation of the thin sac-like tissue surrounding the heart. The pericardium, right? It's often causes sharp chest pain. The chest pain occurs when the irritated layers of all the pericardium rub against each other. So these two bags, like covering, I guess, with the heart, rub against each other, you get some sharp pain. Causes. So I say it's hard to determine as many be found, the cause is hard to determine, right? So causes may include immune system response after heart damage due to a heart attack or surgery. Infections such as COVID-19, inflammatory disorders, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, injury to the heart or chest. It's obvious, right? Other health conditions, including kidney failure and cancer, right? Complications, fluid buildup around the heart, thickening and scarring of the heart, right? Pressure on the heart due to fluid buildup. So it don't look good, either one of those things. The reason why I mentioned them for a reason, because those are things that were connected to the vaccine by some by a particular doctor. We talked about clotting and stuff like that from the vaccine. Anyway, we're getting to that as we get farther into the show. Anyway, so what does an increase in cardiac arrest indicate or correlate with? Is there a common denominator? Is it something that all these people who are dropping dead, and you can go check it out, on the internet. They show people just dropping dead from cardiac arrest. What's going on? Can we correlate it with the COVID-19 vaccine initiation? But what about your average Joe? Shouldn't it impact on more than athletes, or is it being hidden? We have been previously warned of the dangers of the vaccine by various scientists and medical professionals, right? I guess the good part is that 50% of the vaccinated have not suffered cardiac arrest. A small percent of cardiac deaths or cardiac-related deaths appears to be acceptable and expected. Now we play the waiting game to see if the number of those who experience cardiac arrest increases, or to see if your number or the number of someone you love comes up. From the multidimensional ocean, worldpress.com, right? They talk about, I talked about this guy before, Dr. Peter McCullough, warns that COVID vaccines are more dangerous than the virus. Right? So they say Dr. McCullough is waving the red flag, right? Some people, they say the choice between the COVID-19 vaccine and catching the virus can seem like a difficult one, weighing up death from the jab or the virus itself. However, they said, a respected cardiologist, right? That's this guy, McCullough. A respected cardiologist has warned that a study has illustrated the fact that the vaccines are more dangerous than the virus they are supposed to protect people from. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is a top cardiologist. It's like he's one of like Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Iverson, Kobe. He's one of the top guys, right? So he's a top cardiologist. Had his work published more than 650 times in a variety of medical journals. That is a lot. How does he practice his craft? 650. Anyway, maybe he just, I don't know. Anyway, he has authored a cardiology textbook. He's the editor of a cardiology journal and has served past experience on teams that review and examine new vaccines. So he's very familiar with vaccines and the body and the heart and things like that, right? Because he's served and has experience on teams that review and examine new vaccines, right? So apparently, he's not an anti-vaxxer because we got a lot of vaccines out here, right? Anyway, he was kind of surprised by what occurred when the COVID-19 vaccines were first rolled out. But he said that in normal circumstances, what happened in January this year when officials learned of 182 deaths following 278 million jabs should have been enough to end the COVID vaccine program, right? He said our COVID vaccine program would have been shut down in February for excess mortality in America. This is Mr. Malone saying, McCullough. What's his name, McCullough? Yeah, Dr. McCullough is saying that. They would have shut it down. The cardiologist added that the vaccines are especially dangerous for elderly and also other people from vulnerable groups, including those who are immunocompromised. Your immune system is not strong as it should be for whatever reason, chemotherapy, whatever kind of ailment you might have that compromises your immune system, right? He said that studies carried out in care homes in Europe, right? That's where the elderly live, right? Revealed that at least 40% of the deaths were linked to the jab. Okay? The jab is the vaccine, right? He also said that we now know it's the seniors who die with the vaccine. 50% of these deaths occur within 48 to 80% within a week. Mm. So 50% of the people die within 48 hours, 2 days, and 80% within around seven, right? So some vaccine recipients suffered from serious adverse reactions, which often were followed by death within a day or two, according to the doctor. Many people are dying from cardiopulmonary collapse due to their body's overwhelming production of the spiked protein. Now, I don't know if you've been following this vaccine. Especially if you receive the vaccine, you should know that it helps the body, stimulates this development of the spike protein. He said, well, others are dying from a thrombembolic or blood clot related death within a few weeks of getting vaccinated. He said, in these cases, it's very clear that the jabs are responsible for the death. Now, that's very strong for him to say that. But the cardiologist warned that young people should steer clear of the vaccine, as the jabs can cause serious heart problems such as myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, which I just read to you, and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart sac, right? Which the mainstream media have repeatedly attempted to downplay, which is very, very, very important for people to pay attention to. So I just want to challenge everybody to just go to the internet and look up. Why are these young athletes dropping dead, you know, on the playing field? Do your own research. Who knows? Maybe it's all just shots from a movie. These guys aren't dead. They just fainted. And they just put the shot up there with the topic, you know, why are they dying? We don't know. We don't really know. We don't have boots on the ground. We didn't take the pulse of any of those guys. We won't even know if it's a real event. But one thing for sure, it's not being covered by the national media. So what is happening with that, right? That being said, where is the mainstream concern about athletes, coaches, refs dropping dead, mostly from heart failure? What about those elderly deaths Mr. McCullough mentioned? Vaccine supporters admit that the vaccine can cause myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart sac, stating that it's rare, though, right? How rare is rare? When have they admitted that the vaccine caused the death of a vaccinated person? Or related to the death of a vaccine person? Benefit: the reduction of symptoms, no immunity or protection from infection outweighs the risk of dying from cardiac arrest or developing serious heart issues. That's just one risk, right? That kind of choice should ultimately and solely be the individual's. From courts, they talked about Dr. Bennett Omalu. That's, I think, Fresh Prince played him. Will Smith played him about the concussions and how he, you know, how that was something that people didn't recognize and things like that. And they say, well, now he said, but it's another deadlier condition, disproportionately affecting young athletes, and it hasn't received nearly the same type of exposure as the concussion issue. Young men and women, many of whom are in otherwise immaculate physical shape, right? These are your athletes, your Olympians, your pro athletes, your high school, you know, athletes, right? Are dropping dead from undetected or unreported heart conditions, right? It says it's a silent killer. It has a, and there's an ineffective warning system. This, I mean, this thing is just creeping up. They're having a massive heart attack. Otherwise, perfect physical specimen athletes are having a massive heart attack, right? The U.S. Center for Disease Control, the CDC, says that roughly 70 competitive athletes die from sudden cardiac arrest, right? Every year, right? I think what they call it, SCA, right? One study puts that number even higher at 110, or once every 3 days. The risk is three times greater in competitive athletes under the age of 25 than in other young people. So we have this, they have twofold. So even without COVID, you have people just dropping dead from heart disease. I don't know what that is. Are they taking something that's causing it or not? Somebody might say, well, that's what it is. It's that. It's whatever that is, that's what it is now. And maybe that's why the mainstream media moguls don't find it to be news. From vaccinedeaths.com, the killing field, dozens of athletes now confirmed to have dropped dead from COVID vaccine. This is from vaccinedeaths.com. Dropped dead from COVID vaccine. Professional athletes all around the world are dropping dead from Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19 vaccines, and the mainstream media is doing everything in its power to hide this fact from the public. That's what they charge. And I haven't seen anything in the mainstream, but I'm not really on the TV that much, so I'm really not the best person to judge that. Anyway, when it does get reported, the talking heads call it a mystery. But it's no mystery, they say. In every case, an athlete develops heart problems immediately after getting jabbed that eventually lead to sudden death, which is scary. The unveiling of Operation Warp Speed, that was the get everybody vaccinated, right? It was unheard of for the average person to develop myocarditis, right? For instance. Now it's a common occurrence.
Sorry for the problem. We're having some technical problems here tonight. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. But we're going to have to do this show next week, hopefully. So stay tuned next week, everybody. And stay tuned to next week. Hello?
Hello? Q, is that you? Press 1, please. Okay, I'm going to apologize for the night. We had some technical difficulties. That's you, Q? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Hey, I don't know what just happened. But we're going to do this show again next week. They dropped my
dropped me off the mic. So let me see who's on 6563. Hello? Hello? 6563? We're going to have to do the show next week. I don't know. Are we having some difficulties here? Stay tuned next week, everybody. We will be doing the show next week unless they just take me off the air. Brolo. We'll be back on next week. I'll have to do that. I don't know what happened. I don't know how long I was off the air or anything. But they sent me a message that was off. So I'm gonna have to see what happened. I'm going to end the show for the night, people. Thanks for calling in. I see you guys next week.
Okay. Ciao.